to send you to see The Strokes twice. Once when they play Just Like Heaven, and then you get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. Keep listening for your chance to win. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up with Florida? A man tried to back up his electric car into a restaurant so he could charge it. Never heard of that before. People are dumb story also comes out of Florida, which is crazy. A guy tried to get into Disney World with a wallet full of cocaine. 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Bleachers twice. Once at the K-Rock Soundspace next week and once at the Troubadour in September. Plus, we will continue to qualify you to see The Strokes in Japan. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're funny.
We're going to give you a chance to see that band, The Strokes, twice. Once when they play Just Like Heaven. And you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. Your next chance to qualify coming up in 30 minutes on K-Rock. The Strokes are playing two different festivals. One is Just Like Heaven here in Southern California. We want to get you tickets for that. And the other is the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. We want to get you on the standby boarding list for that as well. And that's coming up in about 21 minutes here on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator. Then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
There was a car chase in Florida recently that involved two suspects who apparently fled a traffic stop, and they were tracked by deputies. And at the end of the car chase, they pulled into a Walmart parking lot. I saw this one time in Los Angeles where a motorcyclist was trying to get away from the police, and he pulled into the Glendale Galleria. And I thought, how brilliant is that? But he ditched his motorcycle, and it was registered to him. So they just found the motorcycle and arrested him. Turns out that didn't work. So the guys in Florida thought to themselves, you know what? Let's park in Walmart, and then we'll just blend in with the shoppers. And we're just standing in an aisle looking at stuff. Like, not, we weren't in a car chase. I'm just looking at underarm deodorant with everyone else. Yeah, that didn't work either. The police saw them run into the Walmart, so they knew what they looked like, and then they just asked the employees who just came running in here. And this is from one of the cops' cameras. Getting out of his car. Running up to the Walmart.
Where did he go? Where did he go?
Asking employees. Guys just standing there shopping.
Come here. Get down.
Yeah, they just threw him to the ground and arrested him. Fail. Tickets to see The Strokes at Just Like Heaven in Southern California, and then get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Japan. Your chance to win less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Randy.
Randy, your caller 20.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I am serious. You got tickets to see The Strokes at Just Like Heaven, and you're also on the standby boarding list to see him again in Japan.
That is amazing. I've been calling and calling.
Well, it paid off. I'm glad you kept trying.
Thank you.
This is taking trash talk to a whole new level.
See, because that's a pun. That's wordplay. Because it's not about trash talk. It's about trash. See what he did?
A dumpster full of debris and a dispute all caught on camera, and it's all because a customer allegedly wouldn't pay up. ABC 7 Eyewitness News reporter Francis Wang got to the bottom of the mess.
There's a giant trash truck that is dumping all of its trash into the front yard of a house.
It's not something you see every day, a dump truck dumping its debris back onto a customer's yard, leaving many wondering what went wrong here.
Now, this is the owner of the dump truck who I am on his side. You'll find out why.
We don't want to do it, but I'm tired.
Martin Perez, who owns Express Rental Dumpster, says he was left with no other option when a customer kept promising to pay, only to move out of this San Pablo home without taking care of a $700 bill.
Here's the owner of the dump truck again.
We tried to collect the payment. The payment is like the claim, you know?
Had Martin hauled the trash anyways, it would have cost him another $1,000 out of his own pocket to get rid of all this debris.
I don't have the money to dump the stuff.
But here's what he said really added insult to injury.
He leave me invoice, $2, a happy face.
He left the invoice for the total amount of money with two $1 bills and a happy face.
He paid you $2 when he yes. owed you almost $700.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, too, like, we decided, you know, I believe the trash right there.
So the dude brought the trash back and dumped it on his lawn, which I love.
Well, in this case, one man's trash, definitely not another man's treasure.
You don't have to work in every pun that has the word trash in it.
This dumping caught on camera has now gone viral. And 9 days later, the trash is still here.
Excellent.
The neighbor whose cameras caught it all tell us he understands the payment dispute. But now it's everyone else dealing with the mess.
This is not just between the driver and the neighbor. This started affecting all the community.
Because there's too much trash for the front yard. So it's going on the sidewalk, into the neighbor's yard, a little bit into the street.
The police tells ABC 7 Eyewitness News that while they received reports of illegal dumping, officers determined there was no criminal wrongdoing here.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Agreed.
It's now a code enforcement violation. The person responsible, the property owner. Martin says his team cleaned up around the home to make sure none of the debris was in the street or on the sidewalk.
Here's the owner of the dump truck again, who I agree with after the $2 payment.
I feel, you know, bad because I don't want to cause any issues, you know. But sometimes it's like hard doing this kind of work.
Paying $2.
This is not a joke. Okay? It was offensive and lame, so double offensive. This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
It's not something you hear every day. A man couldn't find a charging station for his Tesla, so he broke into a well-known restaurant in Hope Sound.
What is up with Florida? It's coming up next on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to win tickets to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven and get on the standby boarding list to see them again at Summer Sonic Festival in Japan on the way. First, what's up with Florida? Here's our second story for the day. This is a Tesla owner who might be either the drunkest or dumbest or both person ever.
It's not something you hear every day. A man couldn't find a charging station for his Tesla, so he broke into a well-known restaurant in Hope Sound.
So the guy in the Tesla couldn't find a place to charge his car, even though they literally are on the maps. They're on Google Maps. They've got their own map. All of the chargers everywhere. You can find one anywhere within 5 miles. This guy couldn't find one. So he broke into a store. Actually, not just a store, a restaurant.
That's where our Jamilka Gibson joins us with this head-scratching story. Jamilka?
It's a bizarre story indeed. First of all, Harry and the Natives is closed on Mondays, but that didn't stop this guy. He broke in.
I don't know if I can listen to the whole story from this reporter. He broke in.
Not for food or money. For electricity.
Why exactly would you break into a restaurant if you need to charge your electric car?
It was just after 4 a.m. Monday at the beloved Harry and the Natives restaurant in Hope Sound.
I just go, what is he thinking? He just can't be thinking straight.
This is the owner of the restaurant after they took a look at the security footage.
The restaurant is closed, but this man's desperation to charge his electric vehicle prompts him to stroll in.
I mean, he didn't stroll in as much as he broke in. But why to a restaurant?
This falls in the category of you can't make this stuff up.
Outside the restaurant, a blue Tesla appears in the parking lot and starts backing into the outdoor dining area.
So the driver goes in to find a plug so that he can plug his car in.
Surveillance video captures the trespasser while holding what appears to be a black charging cord.
Yeah, I think those charging cords for Teslas, if you just plug them into a regular plug, can take like 24 to 48 hours. I don't know how much time this dude has.
He makes his way to the back of the patio area, unplugs the soda condenser, and plugs in his Tesla charger.
All right, this is the Florida part of this story.
Then he pauses in what looks like an attempt to assess whether or not the cord will reach his vehicle.
He stops and he's holding the cord, and it's probably 35, 40 feet short of being able to reach out to his car. I don't know what he was thinking.
He had to be drunk or high or something.
Apparently, he's going to need more space, so he starts rearranging furniture.
So this Florida guy thinks, I need to get my car closer to the plug. I'm going to rearrange all the furniture so I can pull my car closer.
Pushing and shoving tables and chairs out his way.
So he backs his car into the outside part of this restaurant to get closer and starts charging his car.
Workers say the suspect charged his car for about 9 minutes.
Charged the car for 9 minutes.
But was scoping out the area for at least 2 hours before he got his charge and then charged off.
All right, listen, every other word can't be charge.
The reality of it is you can't pull up to a business that's closed, go inside of that business and help yourselves to whatever's in there.
Solid. That's some good advice. Here's the owner of the restaurant again, who seems to be happy with his social media over this.
We just tried to put a funny post out there and try to make it lighthearted. And I don't know how many views it got, but it got like 100 shares and I don't know how many likes. And it's just fun to be loved.
Reporting in Hope Sound, Jamocha Gibson, CBS 12 News.
CBS 12 News. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And we've got three things of four coming up. I'm going to tell you about a 91-year-old Ohio woman. Her family had her do a welfare check on her, and something surprising happens. Okay. Did not put that. Didn't work out too well for me.
No, it
nope,
didn't.
It did not.
Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, police did a welfare check on a 91-year-old Ohio woman after she missed multiple calls from her family. And here is what happened.
Westlake police at the home of a 91-year-old woman Thursday night.
783, garage door is open. We're going to make entry.
Police, her family, all unable to get a hold of the homeowner.
And vehicle's in the garage.
The woman, a part of the city's Are You Okay program. This time, another woman not answering the call.
I was a little bit alarmed that she was missing these contacts.
What would police find this time?
Westlake police!
To protect the woman's identity, police didn't release any more of that video. But what happens next, no one would have guessed.
Turned out to be all okay. Everyone got a good laugh out of it.
Police found her all right in her room. We'll let the officers call to dispatch explain the rest.
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Police say not just playing video games, but trying to beat her record level, officers say. In the process, missing those attempts to check in on her. But we're told, thankful police came out.
She was playing video games. That's so great.
Trying to beat her best level. Grandma's a gamer.
I love it.
Oh my God, so good. Number two, a Bay Area dumpster rental company called Express Rental Dumpster, owned by Martin Perez, is going viral after surveillance video showed a truck dumping a full load of trash back onto a customer's driveway during a payment dispute. According to Perez, the customer rented a dumpster while moving out of a home, but the credit card provided kept getting declined, and he says the customer repeatedly promised to pay without following through. So instead of paying out of pocket to haul the debris to the dump, he would have had to pay $1,000. He ended up just putting the contents back onto the property when they went to retrieve the bin.
I
love this so much. And apparently the police were called and they came out, and all they said was just make sure there's no trash that's on the street. That's all that they could do.
I love it.
I know.
That's fantastic.
But I love this guy. And number three, two pilots landing at Reagan National Airport in Washington were caught meowing and barking over the radio until air traffic control stepped in and reminded them to keep it professional.
What?
Here's the audio.
You guys are need to be professional pilots.
So he said, this is why you still fly an RJ, which is a regional jet.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe that.
I don't want my pilot making meowing.
I bet they're never going to move up in ranks.
No.
That would be my bet. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Got another new song from Jack White. He put these two songs out together. G.O.D. and The Broken Ribs was the first one that we played. Now it's Derrico Demonico, which is Spanish for demonic, right? Derrico DeMonaco. It's Jack White. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Every time I hear this song, I like it more and more. Derrico DeMonaco. It is brand new Jack White. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We've got a chance for you to see the Strokes when they play Just Like Heaven.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan. Your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
We have story time coming up and a prize for story time.
You're going to get to see Bleachers next week in the K-Rock sound space and then again at the Troubadour in September.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, you brought in a story about one of my favorite old people in the world.
Yes.
I love it so much. Tell me about this grandma.
All right. So police did a welfare check on this 91-year-old woman after she missed multiple calls from her family. And this is what happened.
Westlake police at the home of a 91-year-old woman Thursday night.
783, garage door is open. We're going to make entry.
Police, her family, all unable to get a hold of the homeowner.
And vehicle's in the garage.
The woman, a part of the city's Are You Okay program. This time, another woman not answering the call.
I was a little bit alarmed that she was missing these contacts.
What would police find this time?
Westlake police!
To protect the woman's identity, police didn't release any more of that video.
I assumed at that moment that she was naked and or having sex. Like, why would they
not want to show this video?
It makes no sense.
But what happens next? No one would have guessed.
Turned out to be all okay. Everyone got a good laugh out of it.
Police found her all right in her room. We'll let the officers call to dispatch explain the rest.
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Police say not just playing video games, but trying to beat her record level, officers say. In the process, missing those attempts to check in on her. But we're told, thankful police came out.
She's an absolute legend.
They didn't tell us if she beat her record. That's important.
And maybe she didn't want to be seen. She didn't want her cover blown.
That could
be. Know?
That could be. Your grandparent did something funny. That's the topic today. Your grandparent did something funny. Or great-grandparent. Whoever is old in your family did something funny. That's what we're looking for. My grandpa did two things that made me laugh. One, some kind of oil additive that you could add to your car, and my dad didn't want to.
Okay.
So my grandpa just put it in on his own, just sort of snuck it in.
Okay.
He's like, don't tell him I did this.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, all right. And then I walked in, and he was watching, what's the show with Jack and Chrissy? Three's Company.
Okay.
He's watching Three's Company.
Oh, my God. Just by himself, yeah. Watching Three's Company.
And I'm,
oh
sure, my God. I'm sure it wasn't for Jack because he said, don't tell your grandma I'm watching this.
I love it so much. One time, my best friend and I, we were working, we were getting ready to go to this charity golf tournament. And my grandma, she's my British, very eccentric grandma. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, just remember, use your body, use your boobs, use whatever you can to get their money. We quote that to this day.
That's
the best advice I've ever gotten in my
life.
It's
a great quote. And those words coming out of a grandmother, that's impossible.
I know. She's the best.
Your grandparent did something funny. 800-520-1067. That is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best call, we're going to send you to see Bleachers. You're going to see them here at the Sound Space next week and then at the Troubadour in September.
Your grandparents did something funny. 800-520-1067. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls on something that your grandparent did that was funny.
714 said, Grandma was getting down with my 20-something-year-old guy friends at my wedding. She was wasted.
What? Getting down?
I think probably just dancing.
Yeah dancing,
Kevin!
Sure. Yeah. Your grandparent did something funny?
323 said, my grandma had me in a gag where I ran to tell my aunts and uncles that she wasn't breathing. She sold it hard by laying on the ground in a grotesque, twisted position.
Oh, no! Why would she do that?
I love her!
All right, your grandparent did something funny is the topic. The phone number is 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls of your grandparent did something funny.
And for the very best phone call, you can call us or text 800-520-1067. You're going to see Bleachers next week here at the K-Rock Sound Space and again at the Troubadour.
All right. You have a story like that?
I was trying to tell a story about my husband's grandmother.
Yes, please.
We were in a car shopping for a house at the time. We weren't married. And his grandmother says, you better not be getting giving him any without a ring on your finger.
She yes. said you better not be giving yes. him any.
With his mom sitting in the car, too.
Oh, his mom was in the car, too?
Each other and we didn't say anything.
Yeah, you didn't say anything. Probably the right move.
Yes.
K-Rock, hello.
My grandfather was moving into assisted living, so we had to help move his house and move him some stuff out. And inside one of his storage chests was a bag of sex toys.
Yeah!
A bag? Woo! How big was the bag of sex toys?
like a shopping bag of sex toys. And we and my brother and I called him out. I go, what's this about? He goes, hey, I'm old, but I got needs.
Oh, my God.
Things are wild and crazy with all the older single people in the community.
Hey, they got to get it where they can.
That's pretty great. K-Rock, hello.
Kevin, what's up, buddy?
What's happening?
All right, so my grandma, okay, so this happened when I was about a year and a half. I was at my grandma's house. My grandma was getting all dolled up. They were going out. I was mad because she wouldn't take me with her. So I walked over and I grabbed the hose, which had one of those squeeze nozzles at the end.
Right.
And my grandfather's watching this all going on, right? And I pointed at her and she started walking towards me, telling me, don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze it. And I squeezed it and got her right in the face. And then so she came up to me, grabbed me with one hand, and with the other hand, took the hose for me and put it to my head and started watering me. And my grandfather goes, what are you doing? He's a kid, you know, you're going to get him sick or something.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your grandparent did something funny. K-Rock, hello, your grandparent did something funny.
She, we took her out to eat seafood, and she loved seafood, so we got her own little hammer, you know, little wooden hammer.
Yes.
So she said she wanted to go there for Mother's Day, so we told her, get your hammer, so that we're prepared. We get there, in the middle of the restaurant, we get her food, and we said, Grandma, where's your hammer? She whips up a wrench. Like an actual plumber's wrench.
A wrench?
I couldn't find the hammer, so this is still. We were all dying at the table.
800-520-1067.
Your grandparent did something funny.
Taking your phone calls on something funny that your grandparent did. You have a story like that?
Hey, so, you know, my grandma had a neighbor that had peacocks, right?
Okay, peacocks, yes.
There's a bunch of them, and they make a lot of noise.
Yes. So
they would always come over to her yard. There's probably about 12 of them. Well, one day, I'm chilling over there. I'm probably like 7, 8 years old, and she grabs a .22 and goes and blows all their brains out.
No way.
puts them into a trash can and tells me we got to go dump them in the river.
What?
Oh, my God.
Now,
I mean, in general, I don't want to put calls on about people killing animals.
No, but this is Savage Grandma.
This is Savage Grandma.
We have to respect, right. You know?
The thing is, you know, it just broke her last straw, so... Eventually, we're home, and the neighbors come over and knock on the door like, hey, what have you seen our peacocks? What happened? And, you know, I can't give a word for word, but how she played it was so smooth. She just, that old person look of just, what are you talking about? I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
I'm so confused.
So she knew exactly what they were asking, and she wasn't going to tell on herself or you.
No, not at all. And I think they suspected something because they must have heard the gun, but I don't know. Maybe they weren't around or something. I don't really understand, but I think about that all the time. Rest in peace, my grandmother, amazing woman. But, yeah, those peacocks took her to the next level.
Oh, my God. Your
wow.
grandma's a savage.
She is a savage. Woo! K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Something your grandparent did that was funny.
Well, it was my best friend's grandmother, and okay. we were visiting her because she had been ill, and she was undergoing chemo and stuff. We had a nice evening, and she went to bed, and being in the valley, there was a little earthquake. And she comes down the hall, and immediately my best friend's children start screaming because she had no wig on. She had taken out her teeth. And she looked like Gollum, and they all started screaming, crying.
Looked like Gollum. Oh my God!
Yeah, It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody tell her to go back to her room? It's okay?
Well, the funniest part of it all is she caught a look at herself, and she goes, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. And she just turned and went back down the hall.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hello, talking about your grandparent did something funny.
When we used to travel to Texas, back and forth from California to Texas, they have the restrooms.
Yeah.
You have to put a dime in to get into the stall.
Yeah, you had to put a dime in just to get the stall to open.
My grandfather did not have 10 cents on him, so he had to use the restroom badly. So what he did, he did it in the urinal.
No, no, oh, no, nope.
He did not have that chance.
Nope.
He did his best. Did what you had to do.
Nope.
You gotta go.
Nope. Nope. That is not true. I'm denying the truth of that story.
In the urinal.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you the first time.
It's a little lower, you know?
Right, I get it. Okay. It's not a pleasant visual.
Oh, my God.
It's not a good visual.
Wow. These stories today have been wild.
How do we pick? Gollum was hilarious storytelling.
Yep. Honestly, if we're talking about the best storyteller,
yeah,
and you get a visual and it's just insane, mm-hmm, and crazy, I think it's Peacocks.
That's
Seth.
Seth, hi.
I'm here.
Congratulations. You are our winner. Even though your mom killed animals, you were only seven
grandma.
Or eight. Grandma, right, sorry. But you got tickets.
Yeah, I was an accessory.
You were an accessory, yes. Right? You disposed of the bodies. I just can't believe it.
Did the neighbors ever find out?
Until my grandma passed. I think they knew. I really do.
But then when she passed, did you tell them?
No, I never said a word.
All right.
Yeah, come on. He's not a narc. He's not going to narc on his grandma. Right. Come on.
Congratulations. You got tickets to see Bleachers. Oh, he's cutting out.
He's underwater.
Yeah, he's underwater.
Let's go.
You can get tickets to see Strokes at Just Like Heaven.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Japan. Your shot to win is coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.